Sticky eres guajira, sticky eres pala, vámonos guajira.
Check, 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 check.
Well, I didn't know.
Don't eat it that hard, man.
Don't eat it that hard.
Not right there.
No, no. He just got up. You told him what to do. God, what
and
a
I
whiner.
Did it.
What a whiner, man.
I mean,
he could be a band leader. It'd be
a singer.
If I complained anymore, I'd have to change my name to Danny Romero.
Oh! Get
a drummer to give me a rim shot.
Good thing we're not recording yet.
No, we've been recording for a while.
Oh, okay.
No, this is all live, man.
Okay, now you guys got to be quiet while I do some reads.
I don't want to be quiet.
Asking Les to be quiet, yeah.
Oh,
good luck with that.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Chatty
typical
Cathy
singer.
One rule, radio friendly on the language, otherwise I have to actually listen to it and edit it.
Oh, darn. Oh, shucks.
Do you see how hard this really is? It's really hard. It's like
I am not liking it.
You guys mind? This is like professional stuff. Do you mind? Can you keep it down for a second?
Professional,
man.
It doesn't sound professional.
I work out of a really nice van. Don't get me started.
Van. Surprised you're not working
does
out of a Yugo.
Free candy on the side.
All right, wait. Hold on. You are listening to The Mile High Show. This is Matt Santos. This is episode number 132. We are recording in the patio at Far From Folsom on Prescott's Whiskey Row. We just got done listening to Sky Conwell and his, well, we'll get into that later. The Outlaw Jam, what are you calling this?
It's the Outlaw Country Jam Session.
That's too long.
Okay.
The Sky Conwell Show at Far From Folsom. Today's episode is brought to you by several things. Let's bang these out of the way right off the get-go. MileHighShow.com has three links we want you to take advantage of. The Amazon link. Just bookmark MileHighShow.com on your desktop or on your phone. And that Amazon link is right there at the bottom. You click on it. It takes you right to your Amazon or Amazon Prime login. You don't have to pay anything extra. You do your online shopping just as normal. And Amazon gives us a little kickback every month. So do your shopping and support the show all at the same time. Also, Audible. You click that Audible link and use the code MILEHIGH at checkout for a free audio download and a free 30-day trial. You get free stuff just by clicking that link. And we get money back. So it's a way to pay for cocktails and pay for fries and keep less in ketchup when he needs it. What else? Oh, BigPineComedyFestival.com. It's a comedy festival happening this September 14th, 15th, and 16th in Flagstaff. Check out BigPineComedyFestival.com for schedules and information on either single show, single day, or full festival passes. We'll be doing some shows from there. We did that last year, and it was a lot of fun. Nationally headlining comedians and improv troops from around the country sitting down and ignoring me. So it's a lot of fun, and we get a chance to see free shows.
Kind of like I'm trying to do right now.
Okay, so we are at, and when I say we, I mean myself, Leslie Earl Lyman.
Not a serial killer.
George.
Debatable.
George, pronounce your last name for me.
I'm going to do this for the last time because I've been doing it all my life and I'm kind of sick of it. It's pronounced Janack. J-A-N-A-C-K. For those of you who have done this and mispronounced my name all my life, Janack, get over it.
Georgie Porgy. Bass player extraordinaire. Who have you played with? You played with Distant Fury.
God, you had to bring that up, didn't you?
You played with one of the premier catfishermen in the Southwest, Junior. If I didn't know any better, all I knew,
too,
Bud Light and catfish.
I've seen that. I've seen some of that, too.
What's
up, Junior? Love you, brother. Huh?
You've been in this area for a while playing music.
Almost 19. Yeah, 19 years now. I've done stuff with Joker's Wild. I've played with Les a few times. This guy over here, Sky Daddy.
A few times.
Yeah, I just several bands. I mean, Half Strings Will Travel. Whoever calls me and needs me, and if I'm available, I'd go help them out.
And what a mix, too, for everything from classic rock to outlaw country that you're doing with Arizona Territories.
Yeah,
and stuff
pretty
like
much.
That.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
The funny thing about George is that George
that
is a great. Well, oh. Yeah. But we don't
Yankees
talk
rule,
about
baby.
The hat, right? We don't talk about that. Funny thing about George is George is actually a better guitar player than he is a bass player.
Yes,
you
right,
know, and
right.
And the hard like and
stop.
The best
no,
thing.
No, that's saying a lot though, because he's a really good bass player.
Stop.
So
we haven't
you're saying
got
a lot.
To you yet.
The best thing
you just
about
mind your
the best
business.
Thing about the current project he's in is that like. And many people that know Mr. Janik,
this guy,
will tell you that it's the first time they've ever seen him smile on stage is when he's playing guitar with Danny's project. It was like, wow, I didn't know he could do that.
I got a chance to...
Well, as it turns out, I didn't either.
I got a chance to watch you play the other night when we were over at the Palace. You were playing with Danny.
Oh, yeah, the acoustic thing. Yeah.
Jordan?
Jordan Brambilla. Yeah.
Great fiddle player. And in the last few times I've seen you play, your mom's been there watching you.
Hello, mommy. Love you.
No, it's such a pleasure to watch her watch you play.
Yeah.
Because she really appreciates what you're doing up there. And like I said, you play such a wide variety of styles. Every time, you know, whatever.
Well, I better be able to as long as I've been in this.
Yeah. Well, whoever we see you playing with. You're just mastering that genre, and it's just fun to see. And then you got Jordan and Danny, basically in their cowboy regalia. And then you're up there in your tennies and some shorts and a ball cap.
No, it's no,
well, you
got to
have
Yankees
a contrast somehow,
cap.
I guess.
Okay,
I
let's know. Be clear on this. Okay.
But no, it's just it's very refreshing to see you kind of slide in and then not just play but master. Whatever you're doing,
I wouldn't say master.
And again, watching your mom watch you, there was a couple of tunes you guys were playing, and she had tears in her eyes.
Well, that's
really
because
nice
of the whole Merle Haggard thing with my dad and all that, and everybody who knows me, and you know these guys know, and Danny knows, and anybody who's ever been around me who knows any spending any time around knows the whole story, and that's something for another day. But
yeah, but it's just she's very obviously. Very proud of what you're doing up there, and it's like I said, it's.
I hope so because it hasn't been easy at times.
Well, yeah. Maybe she's just happy you're not in jail. I mean,
so am I.
See, my mom often cries when she sees me, but it's for a whole nother reason.
No. It's because now, like she wants her money back.
I want my daddy's record.
Yeah,
Blind Melon Jackson. All right, now
get over
to
there.
The man of the hour.
What?
Actually, what time is it? The man of the last 3 hours,
no.
Mr. Sky Daddy Conwell.
How are you, Matt? So good to be right here.
We haven't had you on mic in a while.
It's been a long time. Why? Why don't you call me no more? I'm starting to take it personal.
He's dating somebody else now.
No, because, well, you've been bacheloring it lately.
Shocker. Yeah, yeah. You're right.
The beautiful Miss Rhonda is on a little sabbatical. Where's she at?
She's in Germany. She is beautiful. Thank you for saying that. She's amazing. She's in
the motherland.
She's in... She's over there in Europe.
No
she could
intended.
Be in Germany or France
now
or Italy.
What's she doing over there? Visiting family?
Yeah, exactly. Her daughter and son-in-law live over there, and her grandkids live over there. Yeah. Her son-in-law is stationed in the Air Force. And
I
so,
think I met him at the wedding.
I think you did, yeah.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, he had some really nice things to say at the wedding. So she's been gone for about a month. She gets back on Sunday. It's been kind of weird. At first it was weird. Then it was kind of like, I kind of get used to this. And then all of a sudden it's like, I hate this.
Oh, no, yeah.
I hate this. It's terrible.
I know exactly what you're feeling. Well, you know me. I work a ton of jobs. I'm always on the run. And a few years back, my brother-in-law had a baby. Him and his wife had a baby. So my wife and Anthony, my son, when he was maybe 3 or 4, they flew out to California. They were gone for a month.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, this is, I don't know, that's kind of a long time.
It's weird, huh?
And then by the second day, I'm like, this is nice. I haven't put on pants in 2 days. This is great. No. And it was just,
that's disturbing.
But it was. I kind of got into the. This is relaxing. I can kind of work
what
at any
to that
hour.
Whole family friendly thing, man.
But I found myself. I
out
could work at any hour because I didn't have to worry about keeping anybody awake or anything. And that lasted about 4 days, and then it was kind of like, okay, this is nice, but now I'm kind of remembering the old Bachelor days. And
I know. And the Bachelor days sucked. I know. For me, they sucked. So.
And then the last couple, Radio last friendly. Like week and a half, it was like, when are they coming home? Then when we would be Skyping or talking on the phone. Okay, when? How long? When are you guys coming home? When are you coming home? And it went in that whole cycle, so I know exactly what you're going through. Yeah. But she comes back Sunday?
Sunday.
All right.
Praise God.
She will not be at your gig on Saturday.
No.
We better play. The whole reason we're here is because I dropped the ball. I was supposed to do this last week.
Figures.
To promote the April 22nd.
Yes.
Here, you got talk
April 22nd is correct. There's a food.
Amongst ourselves.
No, you're right, Matt. It's a food trucks event at Chino Valley on April the 22nd. It's an all-day event. A whole bunch of food trucks are going to be there. It is April 22nd. You're absolutely right.
Okay, let's plug away. This is commercial break number one. ChinoValley.org, the homepage of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. They are sponsoring the Chino Valley Food Truck Roundup. This is on April 22nd from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. There is an admission charge, $3, but they're going to have... Oh, and children under 12 are free, so just round up like 15 neighborhood kids. Under the age of 12, bring them in there and just break the bank.
Enough to just hide in the middle.
Well, no, you teach. So grab, get a bus and bring in all your students.
I can't. It's today's Thursday. They don't have school tomorrow.
George, just unlock your closet. Bring all those kids out.
Oh, I couldn't bring my kids anyway. They're all they're 18 and 13 now. So
can we get back to the commercial? This is the food truck. The food truck roundup. Brought to you by the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. It will be taking place this Saturday, April 22nd, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Join us for great food, live bands, Sky Daddy Convo.
Live bands?
Face painting and family fun. It's right at the corner of two South and Highway 89 at the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. If you're driving into town... From the Prescott area, it is right as you enter into Chino Valley, directly across the street from the Maverick and the Shell Station. So right there from 11 a.m. on. When are you going on, Sky?
1 o'clock. The Pop Rocks. My rockabilly band. The full band. Sky Daddy and the Pop Rocks. The full band will be playing from 1 to 3.
Plug away. Who's in that band?
Who's in the band?
What's your lineup now?
We got Mike. Thank you. It changes a little bit, but I've been playing with the same cats for a while now. Almost a year. Over a year, actually.
That's
Mike Hutchinson.
Talk. Same cats.
Mike Hutchinson on the drums. He's from Phoenix. He drives all the way up here. He's amazing. You heard him play tonight. He was playing right here at Far From Folsom.
Good.
That's my drummer. And Chuck Merko on the bass guitar.
Bass. Yeah. Chuck Merko.
Yeah, he's from Cottonwood, but he's played for some very famous people. He had a brush with fame like about 5 times in his career. He could have been, you know, the bass player for Donna Summer's band. It was this close. So he's really, really, really good.
But hey. No, you shelve that when you get to play bass behind Sky Daddy Conwell.
Uh-huh.
At the food truck roundup.
Decades,
you know? Yeah. And who else? So you got Chuck?
Chuck and Mike and me. It's just
Mike
a trio.
And you, the trio.
The whole band.
Now, describe, when I first met you several years ago, you were playing with Danny, I believe.
Right. Yeah, Arizona Territory.
And then I got a chance to see you play with the Pop Rocks, and I want to say it might have been here at Kojo.
I think it was. Yeah, I remember. It was Brick and Bones at that point, yeah. I remember that, yeah, and you really liked. There's a few songs I remember you really dug.
Describe your genre. What do you guys play with Pop Rocks?
We call it rockabilly to simplify, oversimplify, but of course I've got so many different influences: country and even funk and classic
rock
and some surf music, obviously. Yeah, so there's a whole lot of us. You know, a lot of rockabilly bands pick one. Like a reggae, a reggae rockabilly band. This is the punk rockabilly band. Well, I add a whole bunch of different things. Yeah, they exist.
I would like to see that.
They exist. What? It's true.
Hey, don't touch my mic.
But you know what?
Me.
I like to cover a whole bunch of different genres with my rockabilly.
No, and it's so much fun to see because you do some mashups with some different things. I want to say, correct me if I'm wrong, but did you have the Munsters theme in there a little bit?
We do.
In some Batman.
Yes. Those are some songs that we do on almost every show. Yes, I write some songs myself.
Speaking of originals, this we are right here full circle because in 2014. When I planned to launch this podcast, which now we're at 130, this is episode 133, I talked with you and Danny Romero because I had wanted to get you guys on episode one, but before we launched that episode one, no, it's not this gear. It's the stuff that's in the car. But the day I got my recorder in the mail through Amazon, which you can use the Amazon link at milehighshow.com.
There you go.
When I got my recorder in the mail, I plugged it in, tested it out in the van on the way out here, and I met you and Danny in this patio when it was Brick and Bones, and it was freezing. And if you remember, we huddled under the heater.
Mm-hmm.
We did a quick little, it's listed as the first episode, but it's not really an episode. It's only a few minutes long. Mm-hmm. And it was us talking about the podcast being launched.
I remember that really well.
We recorded you and Danny sitting here talking with me, and then we got some music stuff. And then I did the kind of the intro in the van on the way home, promoing the first episode that we recorded a couple of days later at the Palace with the two of you. So this is full circle to 2014. And on that day in the patio, I looked at you guys and I says, you know what I could really use is a theme song for the podcast.
I'm happy you brought that up because I wrote you a theme song.
One.
I did.
You played it for me. You sent me a little bit.
What song was that?
Oh, this was like 6 months ago.
Yeah, you did. We never got a chance to record it.
I forgot it already.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot because you played it for me on the guitar.
Right.
Does it lend itself to a harmonica?
Oh, no.
I'm going to make you do the theme song
right
now. A
couple of things are wrong with that. No, it absolutely does not translate to the harmonica. Also, I don't even remember. I mean, I guess I could probably go back and give me a couple hours to figure it out again.
Just sing the make one this up. Is the Larry Sanders Show.
No, make one up.
This is the Mile High Show.
Tell you what, we're going to.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you two things about it.
George is talking right now. So we're going to take a little break and let you play us something. That's why I told you, bring your harmonica.
I got my harmonica.
And if you can, play anything you want that lends itself to that. Play something good, and then we're going to put you on the spot. Make up a new theme song.
Okay.
It's the Matt Santos, the Mile High Talk Show. It's the Matt Santos, Mile High Talk Show. The Mile High Show. You know what the most amazing part about it is?
That's beautiful, man. That's just beautiful.
He stayed on key, which is amazing. Especially at this time of night.
Play a little something. Play something good.
Just the harmonica.
Sure.
I'm really not a harmonica player. I'm more of a guitar player and a singer and a songwriter. But I only know a little bit about stuff on harmonica. So after like one or two songs, I kind of have to put it away because it's like that's the same thing that I did on the last song and the song before that.
You never know what can happen.
I can't play records, so... Play away.
Another man don't go. 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 He's on the county farm. He's on the county farm. He's on the county farm. He's on the county.
Unreal. Beautiful, beautiful.
Next thing you know, he's going to try to play Orange. Next thing you know, he's going to try to play Orange Blossom Special.
Hello, Pink Floyd or some Rush. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what were we listening tonight with this Sky Daddy's? Give me the full title again.
It's my Outlaw Country Jam session. We do this every third Thursday at Far From Folsom. It's my highlight of the month. It really is. I really look forward to this. What I do is it's not like anything else you've ever seen before. It's not an open jam session. It's not a showcase, but it is. It's both of those. It's a showcase where I invite bands and performers from all around the Tri-City area, you know, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, Dewey, Humboldt. The best of the best of the best players. And they all come down here, and I showcase them for about 30 minutes. But it's understood that the other players that were invited to play, at any time, they can come up on the stage and just kind of jam with them. And I like to try to save the last 30 minutes for just a free-for-all. Yeah. Just come on up. Anybody who's invited, just come up, and we'll pick a song that everybody knows, you know, Willie or Merle song. And
Now, from way back when, you know, well, way back, I haven't lived in this area too long. But since 2004, when I got out here, this was... Coyote Joe's and Annie's Attic upstairs.
Right.
Big mix of different music. They had a reggae, they had some blues, they had a little bit of everything. And then, of course, the patio was like the premier spot, especially spring and summer months.
Right, yeah. Well, nothing much has changed.
Is.
No, yeah, this is
still
exactly. Is. But even then, when it had changed names and ownership and Brick and Bones, and now it is Far From Folsom, right, which is a Johnny Cash themed, outlaw country themed restaurant bar.
Yeah, if your listeners have never been to Far From Folsom, just check it out. It's a museum, and it's dedicated to Johnny Cash. And everything Johnny Cash, including a little bit of, you know, Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson. There's things all over the walls. It's just a really, really cool place.
It's a museum. No wonder I'm here.
Okay. Well, it's a lot of fun, but
you're a museum.
That's what I'm saying.
It still has a pretty eclectic mix of different musical styles.
Yeah, Les is right. Nothing really much has changed as far as the music. You can still catch the best bands right here, whether it's country or rock or bluegrass or folk.
And friend of the show, Wes Williams, who does a tie-dye Tuesday here,
yes,
which is a kind of a jam band,
yes,
funk type thing. But when you walk in and you look around the place, and when you see the pictures on the wall and things, tonight's showcase,
right,
is really the heart and soul of what this place,
I think so,
is like. That's what I feel anyway.
Yeah, when you
when
look
I
around walk, and,
yeah,
and look and listen to music,
this place and hear you guys playing, I go, yeah, this is
right.
This is what you.
Yeah,
need.
You know, I'm gonna interject there too, because there it. Tonight, we had a lot of good players here. We had just so many musicians here.
Yeah.
And it's building up, and I look forward to it every third Thursday of the month. And it's actually quite therapeutic for me, because being a musician all my life, and if I still don't know anything, but
yeah.
But it's just awesome, man, because you get to meet a lot of new people. You reconnect with old friends that you used to play with. You know, it's like, what's up, fellas? It's just a great time, and I you know what? I'm gonna go on record. I dig the hell out of it. I do.
Thank you for saying that, George.
Nice. Now, give me a rundown. Who'd you have on tonight?
Tonight we had to start. We always start with Lonesome Valley, my country band, but we only play like for 20 minutes or so. We just play like 3 or 4 songs. Then we had the Garbanzo Brothers. My little duo, my brand new band, my brand new project, me and my friend Tony Cosolovo, who's an amazing flamenco guitar player. We did some music from Spain, Mexico, Texas, Cuba. And then we had the Dirty White Hat, who's sitting here right here listening to the whole podcast. He's my friend.
Yeah, jump up and say
something.
Come on
over. This is David Hollingsworth. He's the Dirty White Hat. Your hat's actually not that dirty. It's white, but it's not dirty.
No, we can't hear it.
Except I go by Dirty White Hat. My name is Dave Hollingsworth. You watch the old westerns, the white hat was a good guy, the black hat was a bad guy. I try to be the good guy. It gets a little dirty from time to time. I wear my faith out on my sleeve.
Especially with who you're hanging out with.
Hey, great, great people.
What are you trying to say exactly?
I was happy to come out and play. These guys made me sound better.
So, I don't think he's trying to say anything.
Where can folks catch you playing?
Well, at the moment, I live in Phoenix. I come out. My mama lives out here. I come out and stay with my mama for a week. I'm gonna come out the 28th and play with him too. So, I'm here. I'm here to stay about 7-8 days, and I'll go back to Phoenix. I've been playing out downtown, Camara Theater downtown. I go out and throw out my guitar case and play there. There's a lot of foot traffic.
It's like down in the valley, though, right?
Not yeah, I live in the north part of Phoenix at the moment. Been here about 2 years.
Okay, North Phoenix represent, yo.
Well, nice, thanks. Dave, was it?
Yes, Dave. Dave Hollins.
Thanks, Dave. Enjoyed listening to you play. Now,
we've got
a DJ coming up now, so we're going to...
Wait a minute. We had Alf Soul and we had Doc Garvey's Remedy.
No, talk about those guys that closed out. Doc Garvey's.
Doc Garvey's amazing. I think Dennis Garvey is actually in the Hall of Fame. He's in some kind of a famous band. I need to look that up. No, he's
it is. Oh, the Music Hall of Fame. I thought you meant like baseball.
No.
I thought maybe he was a pitcher, maybe shortstop.
No, he's a musician, man. So so he's some kind of a Hall of Fame. He's kind of famous, but the band itself is really amazing. So if you're in Prescott and you want to hear some good music, look for Doc Harvey and his Remedy.
Nice. So the third Thursday of every month.
That's right.
And then there's just a little spoiler alert, and it's not official, but I heard you talking that maybe we're going to be expanding that a little bit. So we'll be looking at the schedule and following you on Facebook and Sky Daddy and the Pop Rock.
Well, that's unconfirmed right now.
Yeah, we'll be looking for it.
Okay,
we'll
cool.
Be looking for it.
Thank you.
Website for the band?
Skydaddy.net.
Skydaddy.net. And then your Johnny Cash tribute band is...
is 99yearsband.com.
And Tony's handling
Yeah, Tony,
the
Tony's the bass player. My friend Tony, who I told you about, is an amazing flamenco guitar player. He also plays upright bass.
And he also runs the website. So
that's right. And along with you, you guys are kind of doing it together. We set it up.
No, we set it up. All right, now, as a from musician's point of view here, we were talking a little bit about this mural. I've recorded here quite a bit. This was kind of one of our regular spots for a while. And now, especially now that the weather's coming back, I love it out here on the patio, so I want to come back more and more. But for folks who haven't been here in person, let's describe what we got going on here. George, you were talking about the legends behind you who are no longer with us. We got a big mural back there.
There's only two of them left.
Most of them.
Willie and Hank Jr. You got Waylon, Johnny Cash twice, Ronnie Van Zant, Cash three times, yeah.
Four times.
Yeah, it is four times on there.
Or is that Keith Richards next to Merle?
No, there's no Keith Richards.
Yeah, who knows at this point. Anyway, Ronnie Van Zant, Hank Jr., Merle, love you, Merle. Cash, Willie, love you, Willie. George Jones, and Waylon up there.
So who's left?
Willie and Hank Jr.
Willie and Jr., right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, we talked about it earlier. The Crabs have also deceased. But pretty much stopped when Kojo's closed. No more Crabs in this building?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what you guys are talking about. No idea.
But you know what? That picture of George Jones just... It's one of those pictures that you know.
I will,
he's a hellraiser.
Now, we
already knew.
But. I will confess, because I'm an idiot, that I thought that was Glenn Campbell.
No!
Wow.
Oh. I like Glenn Campbell, but he's no George Jones.
But in any event, all right, what... How much longer we got here, boys?
Hours. Hours.
Hours.
Yeah.
Or do you want to leave now?
Can I talk a little bit about that? The Willie Nelson show?
Please.
Okay. My phone's blazing. So
we're paying tribute. George and Les is going to be there for the Willie Nelson. And so is the Dirty White Hat. I'm putting on a little tribute for Willie Nelson at Sidekick Saloon on April the 28th. It's a Friday. It's this coming Friday. And it's his birthday on the 29th, so we're going to hang out until midnight and sing happy birthday to him. We're going to dedicate the whole night of just music for Willie.
Now, will you be in your full Willie Nelson regalia?
I'm glad you asked that. No, not this time.
No.
I do dress
no,
like Willie.
I'm relieved.
Yes, I know. I dress like Willie, but only for the Waylon and Willie tribute show that I do
palace.
With Danny. Right, right.
At the palace.
This one is just a tribute to Willie. We're saying we love you, Willie. We love your music. It's not me trying to pretend
How's
like I'm
doing?
Him.
How's Willie doing?
Well, he's turning 84 years old.
Didn't he have a
heard something vaguely. I don't know how true it is
Really, Willie's 80-something.
84. He's turning 84.
I mean, like, he's an old guy. I mean, like, he's in pretty good shape for being 84.
Exactly. You ever see Willie live, Les?
Yeah.
What was that? Where at? What were the circumstances surrounding that?
Oh, wow. That was back when dinosaurs roamed the earth. Man. You know, I saw him actually in California. I got drug out to California for like about a month. I went to Tahoe to see him.
What year was it?
Now, dude, you're talking about the late 70s. I was really stoned.
That's all I needed to know.
Pretty much.
I just wanted to get a general picture. It's late 70s, good enough.
Yeah. It was like the late 70s, man. I don't know. But it was like the late 70s. I got drug out there to see him. It was really interesting because it was, you know, the first time that I'd seen somebody do something that was, you know, like that people were calling country music. But I didn't see it as country music. I saw it as something. I mean, to me, it was like, to me, I would really put that as the beginning of the, like what that Americana thing is now.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what he was doing. He was taking like, you know, like nightlife as a blues and jazz tune, you know, and he was doing straight up country stuff.
You know, that's funny you mentioned that because what a band behind him, too.
Oh, dude. You know, and that there was that, too. I mean, there's that, too. And then there was then there was like just the, his approach to the whole thing, because he's playing a nylon string guitar, you know, and he's doing Guitar Hero stuff with it, you know, and. No, you really did not see that. People didn't, you know, they either bluegrassed it.
Well, that's because they most of them don't pay attention.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you didn't see
that.
That's
the way it is.
Yeah. He's always done his own thing. And that's what made him famous. That's what outlaw music is.
Who else up on that board have you guys seen? And just jump in.
I saw Willie five times. I haven't, let's see, I saw Murrah once with the Judds, actually.
I've seen Skynyrd, you know, like, you know. You know,
I saw Alabama and the Judds and Merle Haggard all in the same show.
I saw Merle at the Crazy Horse in Santa Ana, California. And I think it was 1980, and he was the band was amazing. He was amazing, of course. And yeah, Bonnie was like, on stage next to him.
Yeah. He never got props, man. He didn't get his victory lap. You know, they like he
what a shame.
He kind of like exited Nashville with his middle finger high in the air, and
I actually
didn't
saw
forget.
I saw Hank Williams Jr. in '92. It was Doug Stone, Patti Loveless, and Hank Jr.
Ooh,
hey Dave, have you seen anybody up there on that wall? Grab the mic.
No, well, I've listened to all of them up
never
there.
Never seen any live.
I was born in '72. I didn't really get see much of these fellas. I love Willie. I'm gonna try to do some Willie with these guys the 28th. But
anybody here seen Johnny play live?
I never saw Johnny live. I saw George Jones twice. I saw him at the Toyota Theater at Magic Mountain in, I think it was 79
the
or 80.
Toyota Amphitheater at Magic Mountain.
Yeah, at Magic Mountain, yeah.
You know who I saw there?
Who?
I wanted, my year might be off, but it was either 80 or 81. And we used to go down from the San Francisco Bay Area. We would drive down for like 5 years in a row. We would load up the van, drive down, and stay at the KOA campground right across the highway.
I know where you're at, yeah.
And we would stay there and then spend like 2 or 3 days going back and forth to the park all day. Now, I'm a freshman or sophomore in high school. So, you know, hormones are raging. And we're going through the, you know, checking in, you know, doing our ticket thing. And all I see are hundreds and hundreds of teenage girls walking by in spandex and that 80s teased hair and tube tops. And me and my brother, who is 3 years
don't
older
make
than
me, don't make me bring back my metal days.
No, well, my brother, Gabe, who's 3 years older than me, and I'm 13, so he's 16-ish. And our eyes bugged out of our head because it's hundreds of girls in spandex and teased hair and tube tops. And we said, we don't care where they're going, but that's where we're going. And we go to the Toyota Amphitheater, and this band comes on, and we're watching them going, we don't like it, but we like the fact that these girls are flashing them and jumping up and down in front of
probably
us.
Probably Motley Crue, wasn't it?
And 2 years later on MTV, we see Motley Crue, and I look, I go,
oh, Motley
hey,
Crue.
Gabe! Those are those guys we saw in Magic Mountain.
Wow.
This is before they broke. And we're like, they were wearing lingerie and mascara. What? This was weird for us.
It was Motley Crue the whole
it
time.
Was Motley
wow.
Crue. I saw one of those years when we were down there, I saw a variation of Badfinger play there at the Toyota Amphitheater.
Oh, really?
As well.
Oh, nice.
I don't even think there was a living member with them anymore.
I also saw George Jones when he was here, when he was at the amphitheater in Prescott Valley.
Oh, wow.
When I think I got tickets up in my garage.
I wanted to go to that. Hey, Matt, when I was in eighth grade, I saw Hank Williams Jr. My dad, of course, I didn't drive. You know, eighth grade. It was like 1984. My dad drove me to the Mesa Amphitheater, and Hank Williams Jr. put on rock shows. I mean, it was as rowdy as a Motley Crue concert. I was a little bit embarrassed, but at the same time, I'm like, yeah, this is cool. So, yeah, I think he was drunk. He may have been stoned. So he came out, and he started a song, and he said, no, we're not going to do that one. And it was just weird. And there's all these people. I was in eighth grade. It was my first concert I've ever been to.
Okay,
I'm looking around. Well, I'm lying. I went to a Don Williams concert, but that's completely opposite of Hank Williams Jr. So he's mellow. He's a gentle giant. So that was what I was expecting when I went to Hank Williams Jr. He comes out and he's yelling and he's flipping us off and he's cussing. He's pulling his cowboy hat all the way down and doing silly stuff. Saying words of songs that aren't even right.
Hey Dave, what was your first concert you ever went to?
I'd have to say it was Confederate Railroad. I went. went.
Confederate Railroad.
Jesus and Mama. When you leave that way, you can never go back.
How old were you?
I think 25, 26.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a little late to get to your first show.
Yeah, I took my first wife for our anniversary. We went on our anniversary to see Confederate Railroad.
Your first wife.
Yeah.
I like how you say that. Your first wife.
Yeah, yeah. I tied the noose three times. the knot three
how
times.
How many times have you been married, bro? Yeah.
my last one was Kid Rock.
All right. George got to cut out. But
yeah, I
got
to dip.
Before you go. First concert you ever went to?
My very first concert ever? Ray Price at the Crazy Horse in Santa Ana, California, 1979.
Nice. How old were you in 79?
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Ray Price, what do you give me a song.
He did Crazy Arms. He did
For the Good Times.
You're making me think.
Funny how time slips away.
Hey, thanks, man. It's not very often we get Georgie on a mic, so thank you so much.
You know what? You got it, guys. Take care. You guys be safe, man.
See you, George.
Everybody, love you guys.
Love you, too.
Hey, Dave, you grab that one. Grab that one. No, we got a spare. Les, your first concert.
My first concert?
You need a mic. I'm going to be on an audio podcast and not talk into the mic. Aren't you a sound guy?
Well, see, the whole thing is, Matt, is that, like, you're so busy talking, I'm kind of starting to wonder why I have this thing. You know? I mean, it's kind of like I'm sitting here holding on to it. It's a little weird. You know, it's kind of there's a weirdness going on here because, like, I'm holding on to it. I'm looking at it, and it's this interesting shape, you know, and it's starting to make me a little uncomfortable. Right, so now you want me to put my mouth up against it.
Oh,
I'm just, you know, this is just not correct. Anyway,
your first concert. What was your first show?
These guys over there going family friendly. Has anybody been listening to this conversation but me? Right, you know. right now, his son is going to listen to this and go, Dad, what does this mean?
No, my son will not listen to this. I will make every effort for my son not to listen to this.
And his wife is going to, like, her eyes are going to roll so hard that they may not come back out front-wise again.
You're assuming my wife and son talk to me. They don't listen to this show.
I don't know. Your wife appears to.
She shows up every once in a while, but she don't listen.
I think, you know, like... I think
my first
the
wife,
first
Dave.
Concert that I went
wife.
To...
Not,
I
mean, not the sequel, the
really
first one, right?
...was old enough to be at, I think, was probably... I'm gonna guess that it was the Marshall Tucker Band at the Meriwether Post Pavilion, right?
Cool.
You know, and I don't really remember a whole lot about it because we bought... We bought a bottle of Jim Beam. We snuck it in, you know, because things were different then.
Yeah.
You know, they were like security is a lot more lax, and they were a lot more. You know, they were more worried about people bringing dope in than like liquor. So we snuck in about a handle of Jim Beam between the four of us, and I remember like part of the first set, and the next thing I remember, we're in the car going home, and I'm like, how did I get here? But apparently, I had a really good time. You know, I think I was about.
You must have. You remember?
I think I was about. I think I was like. I think I was like somewhere in the eight, somewhere in the 17 range. I think. You know, the rest. You know, there were ones that like. Golly, man! You know, like there's some, like so
golly.
Much. So, well, you don't want me to swear, so I have to say something. You know, swear as I say. So apparently, that's the only thing you can't talk about. It's like, you know, these words. Anyway, but, you know, like, there was a lot going on in the D.C. area at that time, and there was a lot of stuff going on. The 930 Club was starting to kick, which is where, like, a whole music scene popped out of that. You know, that's where, if you wanted to see punk music, you went there. There was a Cellar Door, which, like, you know, I was very fortunate to actually, you know, manage to get there and, like, you know, perform as a side guy. And that, you know, like, that's where I saw Foreigner, their first show in the United States. That's where they played it. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in D.C., like the Capitol Center. I think the Capitol Center, that's where I saw Ted Nugent. That's like when Ted Nugent was musically relevant. You know, like when Ted Nugent came out,
But it was him and the Scorpions and some band from California that no one had ever heard of, and they were opening the show, no one cared, and they came out, and the guy was like playing, like, I'm a guitar player, I was like, holy cow, I've like really never seen anybody do that stuff, and it was Van Halen, you know, because their band, I mean, you know, like, there's, it's all, you know, like, between, but you know, it's just so much stuff going on there, and so many things that I still don't feel comfortable talking about on the record. You know, that it's just difficult to talk about. I mean, I saw Bad Company there. I saw Molly Hatchet on their first U.S. tour.
I've heard about them in history class.
I saw Ian Hunter. Like, he opened for Styx. You know, wow. Open for Styx, and like the only reason I went is I was gifted the tickets, and it was Ian Hunter. You know, and the best thing about that night was I met this girl that lived in Maryland. You know, and that made for a really interesting summer. Perhaps her parents have forgiven me. I don't know. I'm like at this point in my life, all that stuff kind of like runs together, and there's a lot of things that like. You know, a lot of things that the statute of limitations may not have run out on.
Oh.
You know?
I've got a podcast set up with our local sheriff, Scott Masher, in a couple of weeks. And I'm not sure how much I can talk to him about because of statute of limitations.
I wish I could hear what you were saying.
No, I said similar on the statute of limitations. Yeah. I have an interview set up in the next couple of weeks with Scott Masher.
Oh!
Now, I've interviewed a couple of medical professionals, and all those interviews tend to be like, does this look infected to you? But with the sheriff, it's going to be more like, can I still get in trouble for this?
Yeah.
My first concert was in...
Can you still get in trouble for this?
Probably.
Anything you say can and will be used against you.
Don't forget mention that today is 420.
This is going on the internet, and like as I don't, Anthony Weiner found out, like, it goes on the internet and never goes away.
Anthony who?
Anthony Weiner. Hey. That's right.
My first concert was, I want to say, 76 maybe. I was 10, right in there. I was born in 66, so it was either 75, 76, right in there. Yeah. It was when War's album Galaxy came out. And I'm the youngest of six kids, so my mom took our family, all the kids, and I went by default. So they were all older than me, and then like four or five neighborhood kids. And we went to the Circle Star Theater in San Carlos, California. It was a theater in the round, this
wow, cool.
stage.
That's cool.
And War, it was for War. They were promoting Galaxy. And the opening band was a funk musician who didn't quite reach the elevation of like George Clinton, but it was George Duke. I don't know if you know George Duke.
I know who that is, yeah.
Based out of, I want to say Richmond or Oakland, but he was a touring member. And so he opens, and it was just wild. For a 10-year-old kid watching this go on, it was wild. Now, we were sitting on the aisle.
So how much of a contact high did you get?
That's an AC/DC concert.
I went there for Back in Black at Day on the Green a couple years later. But at San Carlos at the Circle Star, we were sitting on the aisle seats on the main aisle. And like I said, the theater, the stage spun. But we happened to be where the acts would come out. There was no backstage. And my mom is sitting at the end. And the band is walking by. And my mom looks up and goes, who's that? She looks familiar. And we're like, no, Mom. I don't think anybody here played with Sinatra. You don't know anybody here. And then in the middle of George Duke's set, there's this percussionist playing with him. And my mom keeps leaning over. She goes, she looks familiar. And I don't know. Where do I know her from? We're like, Mom, you don't know. So then War comes on. This percussionist joins in with War. They're playing. It's like a big jam thing going on. We all go home, and we're all just buzzing because it was so exciting. And my mom's just sitting there going, I know her from somewhere. We're like, yeah, right. And then she goes, this is before digital, obviously. She goes to our linen cabinet in the hallway where we kept this huge box of pictures. And she starts thumbing through them. And she's going, I know her from somewhere. And she goes, that's who it is. That's Pete's daughter. And she throws out a picture of my mom, my Auntie Loopy, my grandma, and Pete Escovedo.
Wow.
In their kitchen in Oakland from the mid-60s.
Wow.
And Sheila Escovedo, Pete's daughter, Sheila is E. sitting there yeah. as a three-year-old.
Oh, Sheila E.
And she goes, that's Pete's daughter. And they're like, you know Pete Escovedo? I went to school with Pete. We're like, oh, my goodness.
How funny.
Oh, what happened?
Look what you did, man. Did it go off?
I don't know.
You mentioned what you do to it?
We're dying. I think our battery's dying. Okay.
You mentioned war. You mentioned mashups for Pop Rocks. I want to mention that when we play Tequila, we put in we mash up a little bit of Low Rider.
All right, I think we got to close it out. 2 days from now, September 22nd, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sky Daddy and the Pop Rocks take the stage.
Chino Valley.
At 1 p.m.
Truck Festival.
Food truck roundup. Website.
Roundup. Saturday. On my website is skydaddy.net. You can also check out my website for my 99 Years Band. It's a Johnny Cash tribute band, 99yearsband.com.
And the Garbanzo Brothers.
We don't have a website
Sky Daddy
yet.
Does solo.
And every third.
And Elvis on Valentine's Day. Ladies and gentlemen, he's a machine.
And every third Thursday right here.
Right here. Far from Folsom in Prescott, Arizona.
Where can folks bump into you and hear you?
Well, at the moment, I'm a solo act. I live in Phoenix. I just come out here. Sky Daddy invited me out. I was like, absolutely.
You're going to be there to 28,
you got a website?
Right?
You got a website? You got social media at all?
Well, I got a Facebook. You can find me on Dave Hollingsworth.
You'll give out your address. People can just show up at your house and knock on your door.
Well, I'm in an apartment complex. I'm one of them starving musicians, you know. I do occasionally go downtown to 4th and Washington in Phoenix, Arizona, right in front of the Camara Theater. Yeah, nice. I got permission to play out. You can find me out there with a guitar case open, sitting on a bar stool playing.
And Leslie Earl, not a serial killer lineman.
Okay, this is what I got coming up. I will probably be at the Willie Nelson tribute on the 28th.
Probably.
Right now I'm in rehearsal for the American Buffalo play that I'm providing the opening music, and they're also using some of my music for the soundtrack of the American Buffalo play. That's going to be the 11th of next month, which is the 11th of May. And eventually, if Eric ever gets his barbecue place up back open, right, I will be the last Friday in May. You know, last Friday.
Last Friday of every month, right?
Big Daddy E's. Big Daddy's Barbecue, where I strongly suggest that you come there and eat. You know, Sky's going to play there. Paul T's going to play there. Paul T. Morris. Some other people. I'm not sure who else it is this year besides
us. I know
us.
Who it is.
You know, but, you know, that's what I'm doing. You can catch me on Facebook at Leslie Earl Lyman on Facebook.
And this concludes episode 133 of the Mile High Show. Don't forget, Amazon, Audible, BarkBox.
Get
free treats for your furry friends.
What? That's not true. Is that true?
Cookie like that.
BarkBox.
And, of course, the Big Pine Comedy Festival, September 14th, 15th, and 16th in Flagstaff. BigPineComedyFestival.com is where you can find information. We will be there providing some photographs for the festival.
Matt might do a set.
And I'll do a set.
June 30th, I'm performing.
Matt might do a set.
Are you going to do some June 30th? I'll be here.
June 30th, here at...
In Prescott.
No, at Big Daddy E's Barbecue.
Big Daddy E's Barbecue,
Eric
June 30th.
Eric could get that place open.
He will.
And
are you going to do some comedy?
Prayers
in the next
for Eric, y'all. Prayers for Eric.
We might.
If you have any prayers, I don't know.
All right. So, again, thank you for tuning in. This is Matt Sanders of the Mile High Show. Thank you to the good folks at Far From Folsom.
Thank you, Far From Folsom.
For letting us hang out here. And that's it.
That's it.
Let's go home.